The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to give an analogy, and that is yesterday I was looking at a large tree. I don't know what kind of tree it was, but it was kind of a lollipop tree, kind of big, expansive canopy. And it was windy yesterday, and looking at the tree, my eyes were drawn to what was moving on the tree, which were the outermost leaves of the tree, the end of the little branches. You know, the branches get thinner and thinner as they go out and split and be fork, and the very end of the fork little, end of it, to the edge of that canopy, were all these little leaves that were fluttering around. It looked to me like the leaves that were deeper in the tree were not moving so much in the wind, and certainly the branches deep inside were not, and the trunk certainly was not moving, but the outer were fluttering around. And my eyes were drawn to the fluttering leaves. So this is an analogy for how in our lives, sometimes our attention is drawn to that which is fluttering on the outer edges of stuff, edges of our life and ourselves. And we sometimes, that which moves and maybe is most predominant, but it's a place where it's least stable, least strong. You can't go on the outer branch, those little teeny, I don't know if you can call branches anymore, but these little kind of forked things where the end, you're not going to stand there without, there's no support for you, you just fall right down. But if you go on the branches that are close to the trunk, they might be big and solid, and you can sit there or build a treehouse or stand in them quite fine. But if you're out there where it's kind of unstable, it's not going to hold you up. So in our lives, it's all too easy to end up living out there on the edges, on what moves, and where it's kind of where it's unstable or not strong, as opposed to living where it's strong in us, where it's stable and solid, and where we're not so fluttering by the slightest breeze that comes along, and every little thing that happens, we're kind of caught up in it and concerned. And so one of the things that we on the outer edges of the leaves are how we feel comfortable and uncomfortable, how we feel pleasure and pain, pleasure and discomfort. And those are coupling all the time. And more often than people know, we're reacting to the constant fluttering and movement of pleasure and pain, comfort and discomfort. And sometimes we have important things that happen to us and we think it's monumental or something, but what we're reacting to is not the monumental emotions or feelings or issues, but rather whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. And that's because human beings are kind of like, if we're out on the edges of stuff, if we're not very stable and strong and balanced, we end up reacting to the slightest little movements of what's pleasant and unpleasant. And it flutters and moves and it's changeable all the time, and we're constantly kind of in reacting and doing, living there. And there's other things that we do that are more on the edges of, where the things are unstable. Some desires that are fleeting, some desires are not really very grounded in ourselves, come kind of from the edges of our mind, edges of our life, and we want things, we don't want things, and so easy to kind of pick up desires and wants and aversions. And we're kind of living again on the unstable edges of the canopy, where of course it's going to feel unstable. Of course it's not going to feel very satisfying or lasting. And so we flutter from one little leaf to another, concerned with this and that. Part of what meditation can do is to center us, bring us back into the trunk of the tree of our life. Find the place where things feel strong and stable. Places where that some reference point inside that is more stable than, and not moved around by the constant permutations of life. All the little winds of life, they come and go, and success and failure, praise and blame, pain and and pleasure. All these things that kind of come and go and shift and change all the time, but to carry with us, to become the trunk, to be centered and grounded and feel a feeling of goodness or wholeness or aliveness or strength that's deep, that when you feel connected to it, it doesn't matter so much what happens on the edges of your canopy. It doesn't really matter so much a lot of the small little details of pleasure and pain or praise and blame or what people think of you and what your desires are, what you're hoping to get and what you're hoping to avoid. Some of that, of course, is an important part of life, but a lot of us overdo it. And so we have living kind of on the surface of our lives, and plenty of people just live on the surface. And from one fluttering leaf to another, jumping around, wanting this, wanting that, avoiding this, doing that, reacting to this pleasure, this unpleasant thing. Take a breath and come back, or be still. There's something very powerful. There's a healthy, beautiful, powerful stillness where we sit still and feel the fluttering of all the leaves, feeling the flutter, the movements of pain and pleasure, feel the movements of desire and aversion that might go on. Don't give into it. Don't dance on those leaves. Just feel it with an inner stillness. And the chances are, over time, maybe not over time, quickly, you'll feel the trunk of who you are, the stability, the strength, that which doesn't move so quickly and easily, that which is not so influenced by the vicissitudes of all the little things that can happen in daily life. And to see that difference, to make that shift to the trunk as opposed to being there on the edges and surface, is part of the movement of meditation, to discover inner strength, stability. I love the idea that in the trunk of a tree, you have the heartwood inside. So discover the heartwood inside of ourselves that is not so easily influenced by what goes on around. That sense of goodness or wholeness or well-being or love or peace that's really here, that feels like this is heartwood. This is worth carrying with me. This is worth being connected to. And what goes on around me, I'll take care of it. I respond responsibly and lovingly and caringly. But I'm not going to sacrifice this inner heartwood, this stability, for all the fluttering leaves that keep grabbing my attention. Because if you remember in the little analogy I used yesterday when looking at that tree, my attention was drawn to the fluttering leaves. But that's not necessarily where you want to keep your attention. There's better places inside, that which maybe doesn't move as much. And because it doesn't move as much, it doesn't really pull our attention so easily. So it takes some skill, some dedication, some remembering. Here. Take a breath. Take a deep breath. And then return. Here. I'm here. So, you are a beautiful tree. No doubt about that. But stay close to the trunk. Don't try to navigate the fluttering leaves. It's not a good deal. Just enjoy them. So thank you.